Matthew West, WWIB, Let the Truth Be Told, reminds me of a couple of favorite sayings of mine. One of them is, where there's pretense, there's no spiritual growth. And another one is, we get well around the truth. Matthew West, Truth Be Told, WWIB. Jason Kanz, welcome to First Thoughts. We love that tune, right?
We do. I just, a good friend of mine reminded me of that tune again this week, and the lyrics are just so powerful in that. I think it's just really good for us to ponder.
Speaking of friends, a friend of both of ours, Andrea Polnasek, is going to be co-hosting the show with Caleb and I as Hillary's away for just one day today, talking about Switched, debuting at both MyCon in Eau Claire and Chippewa on Friday. Andrea is about as good a person as I know. Isn't that the case for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fun that she'll be able to be on the show with you today. And, you know, I really hope people are able to get out and see the movie. You and I have both seen screeners of it, and it's really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what effect it has on folks.
Yeah, teenage bullying, and WEAU did a piece on it the other night. And so, particularly profile amongst girls, really well done. This is the fourth film that Andrea's been a screenwriter on. She's an award-winning screenwriter and also producer now. And so, Switch, take advantage of that opportunity to go see it. And she's got a big announcement coming, especially for teens who want to see the movie. So stick around for that coming up after 7 this morning. In the meantime, I want to talk about structure. It just seems like this is the time of the year when we go from summer to fall. Kids go back to school, and we just kind of know, oh, yeah, we can get back into an order in our lives. And instead, I don't know, it's just so, it feels like I'm turned upside down in a room or something.
Yeah, it's really disorienting, I think, even, and that, you know, we think about it for our kids, for ourselves. I know that we have felt that. Heather was going over the kids' schedules last night, and trying to make sense of what's going on. I'm certain the teachers and the schools are feeling disoriented because everything that we've known, the normal rhythms of life, just don't seem to apply right now.
Right. And so, what did we do then?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that we can do is look for what are ways in which we can continue to have structure in some things. You know, I think when it feels like everything is unstructured, we feel completely out of control. And so what are rhythms that we can have in our daily and weekly life that give us some sense of structure, help us to feel a little bit more grounded? You know, I know for me that I'd spend some time journaling every morning. That's a structure that I have made use of. I think doing things like when you can, having dinner around the table, we don't do that well. You know, but I think looking for those ways in which we can add some sense of structure can be good.
Yeah. Yeah, those are both good ideas. I guess something that comes to mind, Hebrews 12:11, I think I may have quoted it on yesterday's show, but about no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on, however, produces a harvest of righteousness and peace. For those who've been trained by it, we can resist it. And yet, I don't know, sort of these disciplines, or you have the discipline of getting up early. You have the discipline of going to bed early, or and there's the discipline of journaling. I mean, these are disciplines and structures, right?
Well, you know, I think sometimes the word discipline gets a bad rap. You know, its root word is disciple, right? I mean, if we are students of Jesus, we are trying to model our lives to look like his. And so we try to put into practice those things that look like Jesus. And if you are like me, and if the listeners are like me, some of those things may go well, and often they don't. You know, I think there are things that we do that run completely counter to what Jesus has shown us. But if we can do that in even in small ways to begin to put into practice those habits, I think it's good. And especially in this time where it feels like the world is upside down.
Right. No, I hear you. Yeah, discipline, disciple, and I think just trying to create your own structure. I mean, yeah, I think I grew up in my early days in the church. It was almost, you can be legalistic about the fact of having a quiet time. Now, spending time with God, or as Klaus Isler wrote a book called Wasting Time with God, and that's what maybe solitude and silence can sometimes be, is just getting away. That is a good practice, and yet not to be legalistic about it, right?
Right. We should at some point talk about Larry Crabb had told me about practicing sloppy rhythms, and it'd be good to kind of chat through what that looks like in a daily life right now.
If we don't do it tomorrow, we won't do it. So sloppy rhythms on tomorrow's show.
Sounds good.
Thanks. Well, Caleb, Hillary's away today, so you and I, but we're not alone. Andrea Polnasek, the award-winning screenwriter and also producer from some faith-based and family-friendly movies, and her latest is Switched. We've been promoting here on WWIB, and she's with us this morning. Hey, Andrea.
Hi.
It's a big week for you.
It's a very big week for me. Switched is going to be beginning at the Micon Chippewa and Eau Claire on Friday, September 4th.
Which is fantastic. And I know, I believe you have a premiere tomorrow evening well. And
yes.
With everything going on in the world, pretty cool to see it here, hometown premiere.
It's amazing. It's wonderful. Theaters have really taken a hit. And so it's so fun to be part of bringing something fun to the theater and hopefully bringing people out to come see it.
Andrea Polnasek with us this morning. She wears a lot of hats. She is truly a social worker, but she also, in fact, is an award-winning screenwriter and producer. And you just got done shooting your fifth film, Inheritance. That's for another day, but that was 5 weeks in Georgia, and that was pretty exciting, right?
Extremely exciting. Yes, we did something that people didn't think we could do and made a movie in the middle of COVID with all the restrictions, but everybody stayed safe and healthy, and we completed the film.
How many COVID tests did you endure?
324. Oh, not me.
No,
personally. I had six. I had six.
I got it stuck up my nose before, and it's like, I don't know that I'd want to do that.
We had a total of 324 negative tests, but no, I had it six times.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But this particular movie, Switch, that's the focus and the big deal here this week.
Yes.
And just to go back a ways with Movie Guide, Ted Bear's Movie Guide, he's been a guest here on the air before. I mean, you actually won an award for the script from Movie Guide a couple years back.
Yes, we won the Kairos Most Inspirational Screenplay Award for Switched, which is really super exciting. I remember getting the award, and everyone was like, okay, now go make it. Like, we really want to see it, you know? Yeah. So it's really cool to actually be able to say, it's coming out. Woohoo,
yeah,
you get to see
Friday,
it.
This Friday, Micon Cinemas, Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Plenty
yes.
of room, plenty of safety precautions, and folks can come enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
And just to follow the journey, I mean, you've had some openings at one location for Micon, but this is two, and I understand maybe a couple of other theaters in the country, too, but that's a big deal. You have two different cities.
Yes,
it's convenient for them.
It's a really big deal, and we are in the... We had Catching Faith and Catching Faith 2 both went to the downtown theater for Micon. This is our first time actually being in the, I call it, the quote-unquote legit theater. So we're in Chippewa and Eau Claire with the real reclining seats.
Yes.
And I will tell you that I had not seen it on the big screen until we had a press screening on Monday, and it was impressive. Between the sound and the color and everything, it was so fun. Very different than just seeing it at home on my own TV.
I was there for some of that. I was taking some notes even the beginning. I like the way, like, movies have to deal with how they're going to unfold the credits. And then the beginning when they do it, I like the way, that, I don't know, there was some good upbeat music and it was kind of a fun, even for starters, that was a good.
Well, as part of the movie making team, I have to say, I was like enjoying it. I'm like, wow, we did good.
I know.
Like,
that was,
the
that
music,
was
it was like, I felt like peppy and happy. And it was really positive. It was fun.
So for people who don't know, kind of what is this movie about, Switched?
Yeah, it's about two teenage girls, a bully and the girl that's being bullied. And the girl that's being bullied kind of gets to the end of her rope with a prank that's played. And it's actually posted on the internet. And it's sort of going to go down in infamy, and she prays that God would let her bully experience life in her shoes, and they wake up in a Freaky Friday kind of way, Switched, and then they have to live each other's lives. And what they come to find out is why is a bully a bully, and what's going on in the bully's life that would cause her to act the way she does. And the bully actually gets to experience life in a different family and love and compassion in a way she's never experienced before.
And I think there are opportunities. Maybe we'll hold off just a bit and let people know, maybe after weather, an opportunity for teens to see this movie, because it's very important for teens who might be living this to see this film, Switch, which opens this Friday at Micon Cinemas, Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Hang with us. We're talking with Andrea Polnasek. She's one of the writers of Switch, which premieres this Friday at Mikon Cinemas Eau Claire in Chippewa Falls. Wonderful film. And Andrea, we touched on briefly when we were talking a few minutes ago about this film involves dealing with bullying on both sides, those who bully and those who are bullied. And someone stepped up and said this is a film that teens need to see, and they want to make that available to them at no charge for a certain number, correct?
Yes. We have a generous donor from the Valley who wants to have 100 teens see this movie for a matinee. And so please check out the Facebook page for Mikon Cinemas, as the giveaways will be posted there. But we are looking forward to having as many teens as possible come out to see the movie.
Absolutely. So the Mikon Cinemas Facebook page for that. And of course, just a shout out to Mike and Connie Olson with Mikon Cinemas. Of course, for independent theater owners like them, it's been a rough go of it through all of this COVID time. So they have an abundance of safety precautions. You can't even sit within 6 feet of one another. They have brand new recliners. We'd love for people to go out and support your film and support them as well.
Yes, for sure. And Caleb, you're so right. Like, you can't be within 6 feet. The way that they have mapped out the theater, there's plenty of space. Plus, if you put your recliner up, you're 6 feet apart from anybody. It's awesome.
Plan to have dinner there as well. I mean, Obviously, they've done a lot of remodeling and things, and had one of their hot dogs. I love their hot dogs, I got to say, but they've got a great menu. So check that out. Plan to have dinner with the family. And then go see Switch sometime this weekend, starting on Friday. So Andrea Polnasek with us in studio. She is typically a social worker by day, but also she is an award-winning screenwriter and producer. And her fourth movie, Switched, is debuting at the Mikon Cinema in both Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this weekend. Very excited about it. Again, learn more online, MikonCinemas.com. But please remove your cookies. And that's... something we're trying to explain. So, but you want to get these tickets. We already gave the announcement that we should probably reiterate as far as teens and a generous donor, right?
Yes, as a generous donor that wants teens to see this movie. So look for the giveaways on Mikon's Facebook page, because they're giving away 100 free tickets to see the movie.
Now, traditionally and historically, when people have talked bullies, they have thought about guys. But maybe the movie Mean Girls maybe changed all that. I don't know. But certainly people have said, like, even girls living together in college, like, that's a real test, mm-hmm. right? And so how did you land on kind of girl-to-girl bullying to be the theme of Switched?
Well, my sister and I and John Katie Graham co-wrote the script together, and my sister actually experienced more bullying probably than I did, or at least maybe was more aware of it. But I think as we've watched cyber, just people posting on the internet, it's so easy to be so hurtful when you don't have to look someone in the eyes. And we have more and more, you know, it's easy to Twitter and to Instagram and to not see who you're talking about and how that might, the other person might be affected by it. And we just really wanted to illustrate that in a creative, fun way.
And I think the difficulty with online bullying is that, unfortunately, so many of us, and especially in the younger generation now, define our self-worth by likes, hitting the little heart on Instagram, whatever it is. And we define ourselves by our popularity on social media, which is just completely separate from real life. And yet that is the life that many of us live, is online. And how are we doing online? What's our popularity level there? And so it can be absolutely crushing in real life to be hurt by someone online.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I just think our very nature, I mean, we compare ourselves, you know, I look at whoever I'm looking at physically and think they've got it all together. Look, they did their makeup, their hair, what have you. When we present ourselves on social media, it's our best self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not my messy self. Mm-hmm. You know, the 3 days I didn't shower nor do my hair or my makeup, I'm going to make sure the picture looks good. So when you're having a bad day and you look at that, even if the person's not bullying you, there is an effect on your self-esteem when you go, oh my gosh, I so don't have it together. Look at how together they have it, or look at how cool and organized their house is, or whatever that looks like as fellow moms, you know. And teenagers, it's got to be just worse, because all you see is brands, labels, and what somebody looks like from the outside. And so what are you going to do? Just compare yourself.
A cool effect in the movie is when Katie Sharp like gets a lot of likes or something. You see all of these heart emojis or thing appear on the screen. So Anyhow, there's a lot of different things like that that work its way. I have to say, I saw the rough cut a while back. It's at different points, it's as funny as any family-friendly movie. John Schneider, we talked about it. I played some audio from you about it yesterday. People know him from Dukes of Hazzard, Smallville. He's really funny in this.
He is. He is. He's a lot of fun. And I just like to share that when we wrote the character, I looked at Ken as kind of the business guy and just all no nonsense. And we're just down to numbers. And you'll understand when you see the film. And he put such a fun spin on it, almost like he doesn't even realize what he's doing. And inside you're cringing going, oh, my gosh, what are you doing to your poor teenager?
He's over the top, but believable.
Yes.
And Denise Richards is very believable. And they look like this beautiful Hollywood couple.
Yeah, Barbie and Ken, don't
exactly.
they? Yes.
So see the movie Switched again. It is opening at Mycon Cinemas, both Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this Friday. Get your tickets. Make sure you buy lots of concessions. Support Mycon and support this great local film. Andrew Polnasek sitting in with us, one of the great co-writers of Switched.
Andrew Polnasek with us from the movie Switched. She's one of the award-winning screenwriters. They won the Movie Guide Kairos Prize a few years back when you just had the script, and now you've got the movie. And after all this buildup, I know you've had three children, but I mean, is this like being pregnant for 2 years or what?
Yeah, it really is, actually. It's really exciting. Like I shared, it was fun to see it on the big screen on Monday and to actually see everything come together. Uh-huh. It was very, very fun.
All right, we're going to hear some of the soundtrack later. And if you have a question for Andrea about this, ring up our listener line, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. The movie opening at Mycon in both Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire, their main locations on Friday and continuing during the weekend. Good morning. It is a Wednesday. It is the 2nd of September. Some kids back at school. Others maybe still waiting for that. And we're talking about a movie that is for the family. And it's faith-based. It's called Switched. It has to do with teen bullying. Maybe you've been seeing it on social media. I've been seeing a good amount of it. Andrea Polnasek, part of the award-winning screenwriting team from Switched, won the Movie Guide Kairos Prize when this was a script. It's now a movie. And Andrea is just days away from debuting at both Mycon, Chippewa Falls, and Eau Claire, building excitement.
It's really, really exciting. Yes. I hope that our community will come out to see it, especially teens. Teens and their parents, I think it's got a great message about how to lead with love. A lot of times we don't really want to turn the other cheek, but how do you practically turn the other cheek in the culture we live in?
Absolutely. And again, we hope folks will. It's always so crucial, I think, for an opening weekend. And when it comes to movies, especially locally here, coming and staying, the opening weekend is key. So it's a mm-hmm. long weekend with Labor Day weekend, so we would just highly encourage folks as families to come out and see this film together. And again, very, very safe at Mycon. We talked about this earlier, but if folks missed it, you actually cannot sit closer than 6 feet to someone else because of the way they have things set up. And they have those wonderful new reclining mm-hmm. seats, both theaters now, so a great opportunity there for some family fun.
Yeah, and the movie is so exciting, you will not fall asleep in the recliners. But also, I want to encourage people, once you see it, please post it on your social media mm. page. That's how you can share it with your friends and family and get the word out there. And like Caleb said, it is so important to have a big showing for opening weekend so we can keep the movie going.
One of the great themes is, I've got a study guide here, Lead with Love, Switched Bible Study. You've written some studies for some of the other movies. This is your fourth movie, Switched. So how'd you come up with this concept, this title of Lead with Love? We hear the mom of one of the characters say this fairly early in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the idea is, it really comes from the Bible story of the Good Samaritan. What does it mean to lead with love? A lot of times we think we need to say all the right things, but sometimes it's just the action of kindness, of stopping. In the story of the Good Samaritan, the priest and the Levite crossed the street, walked by. They didn't stop. And the Samaritan, who would have been culturally very different, stopped, took a risk, and not just showed love with words, but he actually took care of the needs of the person. So you'll see in the movie, there's actually examples. There's a fun little video clip that shows examples of how you can do unto others at your school, ways you can stop when somebody drops their books in the middle of the hallway and everybody's rushing by. Stop and help them. There's little ways that we can lead with love.
Very good. Andrea Polnasek, our guest this morning. And before the end of the hour here, we will play the trailer for you for Switch. It again, opening at Micon Cinemas, Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls.
Rebecca Husted on the line with us this morning from Beacon Mental Health Resources in Menominee, 1421 Broadway Street. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
We've known each other a lot of years. You actually interned here a little while. I was at your wedding. You're happily married, mother of four, and you started Beacon Mental Health Resources a few years ago, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. And one of the areas you specialize with kids now, with kids and COVID and back to school, I mean, what are some of the mental health concerns and challenges you've seen, and what should we be aware of with the school you're starting?
Oh, that's a great question. And I think it's a great question because, as we all know, COVID is a novel virus, and so it's new, and there's a lot that we don't know. And with that, the information is always changing, along with the recommendations, which are always changing. And change is something that creates a lot of anxiety in people. There's a notorious saying that as people, we don't like to get in the shower and we don't like to get out of the shower because we don't like change. So as kids, whatever format they're going back into, they're going to be experiencing a lot of anxiety around the change. There's going to be a lot of grief, too, with things that are lost, things they can't experience. And then we're also seeing a lot of lack of choice and a lack of control, which also triggers anxiety for people. You know, you're told here are your choices, here's what to do, and that clashes with some of their expectations. And even for kids, a lot of parents just unilaterally make the decision. I know we made that decision for our kids with very little consultation to them. And, you know, they feel left out, which then you can see an increase in some mood and behavioral issues. So that's a lot of what we're seeing at our clinic.
So, Rebecca, what would you say to parents who are really on the front lines, have been for 6 months now of having kids who may be experiencing some of this trauma, anxiety, difficulties? What would your best practices, best advice be for those parents?
When in doubt, I always say to join with people where they're at and validate their own experiences. Andrea, I loved hearing about your movie and the Switch, trying to see something from somebody else's shoes. And I think that's incredibly relevant all the time, but especially now. Even in a household, the needs of the family members are very different in our household. And then we just expand that throughout our neighborhood and our community, and we see how everyone has different needs and reactions and experiences. So if I can be empathetic and try to meet my child where they're at and just validate that it is a bummer, I am so sorry that you're not going to be able to hug your teacher, or wearing masks, they are uncomfortable. Let's just be straight up about that. A lot of people find them uncomfortable, just like a lot of people find garments and clothing uncomfortable, right? So let's validate, let's join them, and then loop it back to why we're doing this, and that also it's a temporary thing. Mm-hmm. We're doing this temporarily, and that, you know, hopefully next year things can go back to a little bit more of a normal.
Rebecca Husted with us, kind of a Wellness Wednesday, WWIB, first Wednesday of the month. We've done it 3 months in a row. Andrea Polnasek with us this morning.
Hi, Rebecca. I was wondering if you could share with our listeners what EMDR is. I see that that's one of your specialties, and we're talking a lot about COVID and how that's affecting everybody, but you also work with children that have had specific traumas. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, EMDR is something that I should get a lot better at explaining, and unfortunately I don't. I feel like I have a long way to explain it. So it's a brief, intense form of therapy, and essentially what it does is it uses bilateral stimulation. I like to use what little vibrating tappers that people hold in their hands, and it allows our emotions and our emotion center and logic center, I'm going to oversimplify here, to essentially take turns working instead of just emotionally flooding or instead of just being super logical. It allows them to integrate, and therefore it can turn the volume down on an emotional trigger. So if you think of, a lot of people say, I find, like for myself personally, I find going for a run very therapeutic, which makes sense because we have that bilateral stimulation of the left, right. So in a nutshell, that's what it is. You can also think of the REM cycle when you're sleeping, how your eyes move back and forth, left and right. And that's what happens when we do EMDR, whether someone's holding the tappers or we're doing walk and talk therapy to get EMDR. or using a light bar. But either way, the eyes will start moving back and forward, left and right, as the brain starts to reprocess.
Rebecca Husted with Beacon Mental Health Resources. Your office also offers Christian counseling. Want to note that, but specializing in working with kids harmed by trauma, right?
Yes, that's
all right.
Correct.
Terrific. And again, 1421 North Broadway Street. How can people contact you?
They can best ways through our website. We don't have a full-time staff doing scheduling, so they can send a message, leave a voicemail. We'll get back to them within a couple of days and see what we can do to meet their needs.
Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Rebecca Husted of Beacon Mental Health Resources, offering Christian counseling as well. Introducing a new song, too. I don't know if you've heard it yet, played here on WWIB. It's by Jack Cassidy, one of our newest artists here. If you know the name Cassidy, it's because, yes, he is related to some of the famous Cassidys from before. His uncles, David and Sean Cassidy, of course. David, I say of course. I had to ask Mark and Andrea who exactly David Cassidy was.
But, so now Sean Cassidy even was, he was one of the Hardy Boys, and he too was
right.
kind of a teen heartthrob
yes.
back in
I
the 70s.
I love the Hardy Boys books. There was like a show.
There was a TV show.
A TV
Parker
show.
Stevenson
really?
and Sean Cassidy were the Hardy Boys. Yeah.
I gotta find that. I loved those books.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's cool. And then David Cassidy, so you said Partridge Family, so mm-hmm. TV and music.
And music.
So,
mm-hmm.
And really, really crazy story. And again, his dad was a Broadway musical theater actor, did television for over 40 years. His mom toured with David Bowie and Cher, performed at the Oscars. So an incredible, incredible musical family. And yet, like so many times happens in our broken world, that fame led to a lot of heartbreak, heartache, abuses of alcohol and drugs and other things too, including with Jack, this young man. And he said he would end up just doing anything to get a high, mm-hmm. doing anything. And at one point, he was in Santa Monica, California, and he said he could feel that he'd overdosed. And he could feel himself slipping away. And he cried out to God to save him. And God answered him. And God saved his life and brought him. I love in scripture, you know, lifted me out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock. And so that's what God has done for Jack Cassidy. I expect we will hear much, much more from him in days to come. But this is his debut song. It's called Run at the Giant on WWIB, where we are family.
Every single time I thought